I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Ryan Riekel. He's the girls' varsity basketball coach for the Ishpeming Hematites, and we talked about a very special event that's coming up at the old gym at Ishpeming Schools tomorrow. Here's more on what's going on with Ryan Riekel.
We are playing in the old gym. We had a new gym built in 1999. The last varsity game ever played there was 1999, so we're having an opportunity to go and play in the old gym. The old gym looks different. The floor is newer. The district in the last year has invested, and the community has invested $10 million into the building, and they brought the windows back from 1984 was the last time they've seen windows. So it has that history, that Hoosiers feel, that nostalgia that you're going to feel when you come in this gym. And for our girls to have an opportunity to go and play in a gym that so many people have sweated on and played in it before us is great, and for our community members to be able to come in and see what we're trying to display of being a Hematite is a great opportunity for everybody.
We'll give everybody the details here on how you can get involved, because you are looking to hear from alumni of the girls basketball team that has played there, correct?
Yes, we have on our school Facebook page, our school website, and the Ishpeming Girls Varsity Basketball Facebook page, we have two email addresses for Heather Swanson and Tamara Doney. They want to hear from any of the alumni who have played. It could be 2010. We just want to see these people come in back to our gym. Their email addresses are there, and we're going to meet and greet before the game, and then at halftime, they want to be able to honor you guys.
I got to ask you this, is what do the girls think about this now? Do they respect and see the history? Is it connecting?
Yeah, they've been connecting the dots. We're looking for old uniforms in the building right now. Most of them are made out of burlap.
Oh.
So we're going to be playing. We might have an opportunity to be able to actually play in those kind of uniforms. And then a lot of these girls have had family members that have played in that gym. You know, Kevin Swanson, Phil Johns, their daughters are on the varsity. They've played in that gym. And so they're going to be pretty excited as parents to be able to watch their kids play in a gym that they actually probably thought was never going to be a varsity game ever again in.
So what is the schedule? What is the plan for tomorrow night?
6 o'clock will be the girls of our JV game, and then we follow after. But a little meet and greet from, I think, 6:15 to 6:45 on the sports deck. And you know, people are just going to get together and reminisce. And, you know, we all live in our glory days, and it's kind of cool to come back and talk about our glory days. And a lot of these people have been married, moved on, and started families, and some of these families have stayed. And, you know, they get to have a little bit of that Hematite pride of watching their own kids play tomorrow night.
It's a great bit of history. It's a great bit of tradition at the Ishpeming schools and with the Hematites. And before we cut you loose, again, Facebook, you can find it on Facebook, but also you can contact the school if you needed to as well.
Yeah, you contact the school, anybody, pretty much anybody associated with the district and with the sports. They'll be able to direct you in the right place, and we hope to see some people in there that they haven't seen in years. You know, it's hard for a Tuesday night, but it's still a great opportunity to try to fill this gym up like the old days.
That's the comments of Ryan Riekel. He's the girls' varsity basketball coach for the Ishpeming Hematites. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.